And we are live. Welcome to the Sister Preach podcast. My name is Emma, and I am so excited to be here today. For this episode, this is going to be just a little introduction on who I am, what this podcast will contain, and just the overall goal and just kind of getting to know me. So a little about me. I am 21. I am a senior in college, and I'm about to graduate this May. So excited. I am majoring in multimedia and professional communications, but right after I graduate, I'm going to get a master's in psychology and a doctorate, so I still have quite some time until I'm officially done with school. But let's be honest, I don't think I'll ever be done with school. I freaking love learning. I love writing music. I am a songwriter. I love writing stories, so anything, really creating anything, I love to create. That's the main thing. And that's kind of what led to this. So a while ago, I would say sophomore year of college, I started a project, and it was called the Healing Project. That project, I wanted to take that time to just kind of focus on myself, what I needed, and how I can grow and just make myself and my life better. And it started with me just writing music. I had been going through a tough time ever since graduating high school, which I will get more into in later episodes. But yeah, my main focus was just writing music and practice using my voice. I have always been so scared of the sound of my own voice, figuratively. I have always struggled to speak my mind and really share my creativity for a really long time. I kept it to myself, and that was kind of the point of the project, was to do things for me. That was the main focus, and just to get used to using my voice and getting that confidence. So it started back then, and I used that time to get close with God, to get close with myself, and really build a relationship with my own emotions and learning how to deal with them, because there was so much going on during that time. It started during COVID. So much happened in my personal life, school life. Health-wise, I just kind of learned to just go with the motions. So this was a way for me to actually take on what I was dealing with at the time it was happening instead of waiting. But yeah, I kind of hid myself my whole life. I never really cared for the spotlight, but that has changed. I feel called to share my story and my messages with those who ever wants to hear them. I talk to myself all the time, I know, but yeah, people always ask me, are you talking to yourself? I'm like, yeah, that's how I process everything. I'm a very external processor. So I just kind of got the idea of what if people did want to listen to what I was saying? So why did I start this podcast? So I wanted to continue to grow in Christ. And the main thing is that I want to build connections and then maybe help others through their journeys. They can hear my story and might help them and maybe just kind of guide them. And I really just want to document myself growing in real time and have others grow with me. I've been in therapy forever, and I absolutely love it. I do not plan on quitting at any time soon. And with that, I have so many tools that I think would help so many people. So basically, free therapy, you know? So I hope this is a way for others to learn what works best for them and how to deal with things in life. And guys, I'm going to be honest. I have had to deal with a lot of stuff throughout my life that I know is not totally normal, and it's a very unique perspective, but I'm hoping that with what I learned, maybe I can share and give some advice to those who are experiencing things and don't really know what to do, and maybe I can just give my past experience to hopefully guide people. So what is Sister Preach? So I'm going to read my mission statement here. The mission of this podcast is to unite as sisters in Christ, exploring the Word of God together while discovering and embracing our unique roles and voices in today's world. So, this is going to be very faith-based. but it will be covering so many other things. The main thing is that I am coming as a sister in Christ. It's not just for women. And preaching the word of God and kind of just what it's like to live in today's world. Like, we're going to be covering all aspects of life, faith journeys, mental, physical health, emerging into adulthood, daily routine, self-care, relationships, everything based off experience, testimonies. I really want to build a community that we can all kind of share things together and then just learn together. I will also read some self-help books. I call this a Sister Preach bookshelf. I will be posting those, but kind of like just diving into like self-improvement books and biblical text, really diving into those and relating to those. So for the session layout, my episodes are going to be called sessions, and I have four segments or four sections that I'm planning on organizing my sessions in. So segment one will be an introduction, a last session recap, so kind of like highlighting key points from the last session, what we did as a reminder, and then the session agenda. So I'll kind of be talking about what we're going to be covering, if there's anyone, any special guests. Segment two, I call it the body of the session. And this is when we do the textual deep dive. We'll be kind of analyzing, annotating text, relating, asking questions, you know, really getting into those. The guest spotlight or listener engagement and testimonies. For segment three, we'll be more lighthearted activities. So maybe like little games, especially if there's like a guest in the session, just play little fun games. Interactive polls or Q&A results, so I can post. So if I post a poll in the last podcast, if we can get the results for that here. Challenges and fun homework, which kind of goes back to the lighthearted activities. For segment four, it would be the session recap of what we talked about during that session, like the key takeaways. We'll also be talking about the next session, what to look forward to for that. And special mentions, thanks. So yeah, I think it's going to be really fun. And again, we're going to just see how it goes, you know, kind of just along for the ride right now. But yeah, I am so excited, you guys. If you have any topics you do want to talk about, please post them down below. Reach out. And if you want to connect with me on other platforms, my Instagram handle is em_grace1322. I would love it if you guys join me. I will be posting content on there as well about Sister Preach. I will be also posting things on TikTok, little short clips, recaps. And the handle's also at em_grace1322. I will also be posting on Spotify and the podcast app on Apple. But yeah, I'm so excited. So here, I kind of want to start getting into some text now. And in this first session, I kind of just want to read some verses about the unity of the body in Christ. So this is Ephesians 4. I will be reading from verse 1 through verse 8. So as a prisoner for the Lord, I beg you to live the way God's people should live, because he chose you to be his. Always be humble and gentle. Be patient and accept each other with love. You are joined together with peace through the Spirit. Do all you can to continue as you are, letting peace hold you together. There is one body and one Spirit, and God chose you to have one hope. There is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. There is one God and Father of us all, who rules over everyone. He works through all of us and in all of us. Christ gave each one of us a special gift. Everyone received what he wanted to give them. That is why the scriptures say, he went up high into the sky, he took prisoners with him, and he gave gifts to people. You guys, I am so excited with this. I have so much I want to share, and I would love to get to know you guys as well. So give me a follow, update me of what you want to hear and topics you want to discuss. I would love to hear your stories as we get deeper into this podcast journey, and I love you guys.